Well, Pinkies, listen to the sound of that noisy engine. Just let me back out of the garage. I gotta have to close my sunroof here. Oh, that's the wrong button. Oh, sorry. Trying to close my garage door here. I got too many garage door buttons. There we go. Okay, let's get that sunroof down. Closed. I had full open sunroof, Pinkies, yesterday because we had sunshine here in Vancouver. We're not really used to seeing sunshine, but it got up to like 20 degrees Fahrenheit. 20 degrees Celsius, which is like, 70? Is it 60? 70? I don't know how much it is. Anyway, it was a gorgeous sunny day, and I was able to get out in this car for a little fun little drive. And I am going to tell you today about all the driving that I've been doing. I've been driving that Porsche Panamera like a maniac. And I've been driving this 911 like a maniac, too. So I'll be talking about those two different things. I'm going to tell you about my teeth. Oh, my teeth. And about my little vacation. So today is the last day of my vacation. Got to go back to work tomorrow. So, bully to that noise. So today we're just out running around getting some last minute details looked after before going back to work tomorrow. Now, let me tell you. Mr. Anderson and I and Max the dog, we took a week and we went to Vancouver Island. And we saw a few people, visited some friends, and, you know, and then we had some nice, quiet, private time tucked away on a cabin on the rocks overlooking the ocean. Well, it was kind of hard to see the ocean because there were lots of trees and stuff in front of getting in the way of the ocean, but still, we could see the ocean. Now, let me tell you about getting to Vancouver Island. There's this road that we go on to the destination that we've been going, we go to, which is extremely windy. It's so windy, in fact, that I can't drive it the way I would like to normally drive it with, because if I have Mr. Anderson and the dog in the car, they get very upset with the fast corners and the accelerating and the braking and the turning. So, the good thing about that is that it gives me, when I go to the destination, it's called Euclulet. You can look it up if you want. When I go to Euclulet, I can learn the corners, get a sense, start learning where, you know, all the fun corners are and where the rough spots are, and so it's quite good to get a crack at it on your way there. So then I drop off Mr. Anderson and I get a day to myself with nobody in the car. So we're driving the Panamera here now. Not this car we're in today, but in the Panamera, the big four-door Porsche. That car is so amazing. I was pouring into these corners like you would at speeds which are unreasonably ridiculously fast, and just diving into these corners, and you can't see. This is a really, really windy road with super sharp corners. I mean, the road must have 500 corners on it in a 100 kilometer trip. And they're tight, and the roads are narrow, and the roads are wet because it's the West Coast, and it's always raining. And on the day that I did this really good run, it actually wasn't raining, but it had rained, and the road is always wet there because it's always moist. And you go through these sections where it's all foggy. You get down into, you know, the valleys, and there's all this mist and fog coming off these gorgeous little lakes. Oh, it was so beautiful. But let me tell you, the cornering ability and the power of this Panamera in sport track mode, full track mode, oh, it's just amazing. Just unbelievable how it's, I'm sorry, I can't explain to you how quickly, how fast you can pull into these corners in this car. And then you got that magnificent transmission that's always in the right spot all the time, everywhere you need it. And it was just a real treat. Now, I know I've been complaining about the Panamera and saying that, I don't know if I like this car. It's not really making its way into my heart. I think it's finally twigged on me. And so now I like the car. I finally like the car. I like the car because you can put it into, you know, soft mode for traveling on the freeway and the highways and stuff like that. And, you know, just sort of floating along on a nice trip. Good gas mileage, too. And then when you turn the buttons on, the car just changes into something completely different. And I am just so amazed. Now, so, I had a magnificent experience driving that Panamera just up right to the limits. And that car looks after you so well with all of its the suspension, the active suspension that it has, and the, I'm going to be able to do a fast corner here. Better hang on to your hats, pinkies. That active suspension, and I just know there's all kinds of braking going on at the wheels when you're really touching up to the limit. And I have these just magnificent tires. I had these winter tires on, Sato Zero Pirellis. Here I am, 50 miles an hour into this nice sweeping, swooping curve. Oh, then there's this car too. Pull, pull, pull. Oh, a little bit of front wheel slip there. Oh, love it. Oh, yeah. So the car just really showed me what kind of limits I can push it to on that road. And I'm telling you, people, it was ridiculous how fast I was driving. I never thought in my life that you'd be able to enter a corner at 130 kilometers an hour. And you're peeling around these rock faces that are right on your mirror around some of these corners. It's just magnificent. It's just a magnificent road. If you can catch it and not get trapped behind a bunch of tourists, oh, it was just amazing. So, really loving that car. Now then, this car. So then I got out driving the... Oh, stop for the pedestrian. This car's got really weird, dirty windows today. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if there's moisture in the air or what. So I was out driving this 911 now in a nice, warm, sunny day. And the engines in these Porsches, they're just really remarkable. One, you know, that Panamera engine is unbelievable. Big 8 V8, 4.8 liter V8. These engines, that V8 just spins up so nicely. they're so nicely balanced that you, before you realize it, you're up, you know, hitting the limits, the up into red line. Then that Panamera loves to just go all the way up to the red line. And it gets up there so quickly, that engine just spools up so nicely. And it's smooth, and you almost don't feel it, that you drive these North American V8s, like a Chevy or a Dodge V8, and you just know that they're struggling to get all those pistons and crankcases flying around, flopping around, and they feel like they're going to tear themselves apart if you get past 3,000 RPM. But these German engines, they're just so nicely tuned, and they feel so light. It's remarkable to me at how nicely they can spin up to maximum RPM so easily and quickly. So back to the 911, this is now a flat six boxer engine, not a Boxster, boxer. Flat six, so it's not a V configuration. The pistons run, in a flat plane away from each other. So three of them point east and three of them point west, if you will, in a flat pancake configuration. The other thing is that, so with this flat six, I've really been reaming it out and running it up to maximum RPM, and it just, like, the things just want to continue to accelerate. And when you get the thing up to, like, between 5,000 and 6,000, up to 7,000 RPM, it kind of becomes a different car. It's really been fun learning, you know, I don't usually like to push my engines that hard. I tend to baby them a little bit. But like when you break through that 5,000 RPM sort of theoretical or the hypothetical red line that I kind of don't like to go past very often, but when you hit up into those limits, oh, the car just runs. It just, I don't know, it's so, oh dear God, look at the traffic up here. Oh. What are we going to do about this? So, I've been running this car up to its maximum limits. I gave it a really good exercise, had a blast driving it, and a very different experience from the Panamera, but oh so exhilarating. All right, well, that's enough about cars. We're going to hit Snake Hill here in a minute, in the middle of rush hour traffic, so that's not going to be the funnest, but we're going to give it a shot. So big news. I have this teeth problem. Now, my teeth are not the nicest. I got a pretty mangled mouth. My teeth are crooked. And I got this one problem where this one tooth is going to need either an implant or a bridge. Hear that? That's 4,000. Third gear. I should be in. Oh, second. Second, please. RPM, 57 miles an hour. A little bit of front wheel slip. I just love the little touch, a little bit of understeer you get. 4,200, 60 miles an hour. Nice and tight here. Oh, the grip is unbelievable. Oh, I just love that grip. 60 miles an hour, fourth gear, 3,200 RPM. I love a dry road. Sometimes you get a, you know, it's been so long since we've had a nice dry road in this town. It is such a treat to get onto a dry road and really put the power down and really dig into these corners and really be able to feel what the tires are doing on some dry, nice dry roads. So I got this tooth, which is, I don't know what the situation is. They can't root canal it, so they're not going to be able to root canal it. They got to rip it out, and I have to either get an implant or a bridge. So listen to this, Pinkies. It's going to be, if I want an implant, it's going to be $7,000 for an implant. If I want a bridge, it's going to be $5,000 for a bridge. Well, who's got the kind of money to spend $5,000 to $7,000 on a tooth? Like, what ridiculous solution to a bad tooth is $7,000 for a frickin' tooth? Now, I do have dental plan. I have a dental plan, Pinkies. And my dental plan is going to cover about $200 of that $7,000. What am I going to do? Now, this tooth has really recently started to hurt quite a bit. I'm a little it's starting to pain me a lot. I got to go to the dentist today, and I'm going to see about getting a solution. They're going to have to rip it out, and I'm going to have another hole in my head. I already have two missing teeth. I guess I'll have a third, because I'm not going to pay goddamn $7,000 for a goddamn tooth. That is ridiculous. So there's that. All right, well, I'm almost at my first destination. Let's put some music on here. And I'll play you out. I am the Faye driver. Thank you to Casey in Denver, who emailed me while I was on my birthday sequester trip, which I forgot to email him back. Sorry about that, but it finally popped up for me. Casey in Denver, thank you very much. And for the rest of you, if you want to email me, podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Thank you for listening. Go. Are 5,000. Wants to keep going. Fifth gear. 90 miles an hour. Buy one set of tires for every car for $7,000. And a good set too. $7,000. Oy vey.